9, smartphone, DSTV channel 856, and on 92.7 and 106 FM.
This is 702.
Weekend Breakfast with myself, Niklas Barr. Come be curious with us. Lines are always open, 011-883-0702. Otherwise, drop us a WhatsApp, 072-702-1702. We'll do a deep dive into a movie that is doing the rounds, Tiger King, coming up with resident film critic Katerina Herdin in about 10 minutes' time. But first things first, Catherine Clark, owner and founder of The Harvest Table, joins us now. Good morning to you, Catherine. And With most of us bored at home, we tend to do a little circle in our kitchen and at least visit the fridge 5 to 10 times during the course of the day. I mean, I'm reminded of this amazing little meme that I saw halfway through the week, Catherine, where, you know, if our fridge had the same sort of relationship that that we have with it, wouldn't it be weird if we saw the fridge come into the place where we sleep, just open up our cupboards, look, and then head back to the kitchen 5 to 10 times a day? How weird it would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's 21 days of lockdown currently underway. What do you think it's going to mean to our health, especially if we have cravings that tend to your unsavory, your unhealthy things, fatty and sugary foods?
So I believe we've got 21 days of opportunity. So, you know, it takes 21 days, they say, to form a new habit. So I really feel that we probably need to spend time today or tomorrow looking at what these days mean to us and strategizing around it and ensuring that those cravings don't take over. We obviously also want to be careful with our budgets at this time. It is a bit of an unknown time that we're in. And if you take that opportunity really to plan forward, to look ahead, and to maybe achieve some health goals during this time, you could really set yourself up for success over the next 21 days.
So what are those basics that you'd like to try and get us to instill during this 21 days of lockdown? Some people calling it house arrest. What do we do from a food point of view?
Yeah, well, I think it could be a great opportunity to maybe look at instilling some of the health practices you've never had time to do before. Maybe you've always really wished that you could lose a bit of weight. Maybe you've wished you could put on a bit of muscle, whatever that goal is for you. Now would be a great time to really visualize that, to say to myself, what do I want to achieve health-wise through this time? Maybe you've got kids at home. Maybe it's a great opportunity to teach them about healthy eating, to get them involved in the kitchen. You know, normally when we're rushing from the office to home and throwing dinner together, you don't get time to do things like that. Now's your opportunity to say to your kids, come on, let's plan our week ahead. Let's plan our meals, which I think is really important. I'm going to be doing that with my family on a Sunday, planning our meals for the week ahead so that we have kind of a strategy around that and we're not sort of, like you say, just grazing through the fridge constantly during the day. Get your family involved. And a great opportunity to maybe try something like going gluten-free for 21 days. I know maybe you don't necessarily have an allergy to gluten, but I believe that things like that could quite dramatically improve your health, reduce your allergies, maybe improve some of the things that you've been struggling with that you don't even realize could be food-related. Maybe try cutting out sugar for 21 days. Maybe you drink 10 cups of coffee a day, and now it's a great opportunity to look at reducing that, you know, drinking more water in your day, things like that. There's some really key fundamentals to your health that you could look at changing in 21 days that could set you up for a really great rest of 2020.
I like the fact that you spoke about planning there. It's certainly something that we've done in our household. My partner and I have instituted Braai Tuesdays and Saturdays and Stir
awesome.
Fridays.
Yeah,
and I suppose the bottom line is trying to work out a routine that works for me from not only a food perspective, but also just around the household. The moment you get into a routine, time really does fly.
Absolutely. But also, like I said, you want to be conscious of your budget. You know, we know that we are in a difficult season. And if you plan, then you can obviously allocate budget to that. Whereas if you just sort of take it as it comes, you might find that you spend more than you're wanting to over this time. So I find helpful to plan. That also means then that if I know what's coming in the week, I can look for recipes and I can plan to get my kids involved as we go through the week. I'm also using the opportunity over the next 5 days to do a deep cleanse. So I'm going to do a bone broth cleanse over the next 5 days. And if people want to follow that, they can follow me on Whole Healthy Me. And, you know, I've wanted to take this opportunity to do a bit of a detox that I just haven't had time to get to because I find normally life is too busy. So whatever those goals are, if you plan them, it just gives you sort of that power to make sure that it rolls out as anticipated within the right budget.
What we're talking about, what we're putting into our bodies from a food and drink point of view, we also need to remain active. We've spoken at length about the various fitness regime exercises that you can try and implement over this 3 week period. But another really, really simple one is to watch how much time you're just lazing about and doing nothing.
Oh, absolutely. So we're also going to be planning our days in terms of making sure that we have time to, you know, we're blessed, we have a garden that we can walk around. So I saw my husband teach me the other day that a man in Italy did a full marathon on his balcony. So, you know, you kind of need to look at the space that you've got and do something fun together with the family. Ensure that you're putting that time into your diary and that, again, as you plan your week, that you're planning that time in as well. Even just planning time to breathe and reflect and to start dreaming. You know, I really feel strongly that we don't want this 3 weeks to just happen. We want to use it wisely because those who use it well and use it to plan their future are going to come out stronger. So take time every day to dream about, you know, once we're through this, we know we will get through it. What does that time look like for you? Maybe use time every day to learn a new skill. So my daughter's decided she wants to learn how to sew. She's 8 years old. So that's her goal, to learn a new skill. And she started that yesterday. She made us all face masks, which is really awesome. So, you know, learn something new during this time. You know, there's so much we can actually get out of this time to make us a stronger nation, a stronger people, and to come out of this better than before.
Catherine Clark, owner and founder of The Harvest Table. If you have some interesting ideas on how we can get through the lockdown period from a home habits point of view, give us a call now, 011-883-0702. Otherwise, drop us a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702. Been all quiet in the home front with regards to WhatsApp thus far on the show. And Catherine, I want to refer to a key word for me in all of this. It's got to be with collaboration, not only from a national point of view. You're sort of also urging all South Africans to work together to defeat the coronavirus. And I suppose on a micro level, that really starts in your household. If you can collaborate with putting together a routine that works for everybody, instead of being an authoritarian figure as a parent, as a mom or a dad, it's going to be a far easier, far more enriching time for your family.
Absolutely. You know, I think we've actually got an opportunity before us. We may be fearful, we may feel anxiety, but just remember we're all in this together. And you can make this an absolutely beautiful family time. You know, like I said, you can learn a new skill. I think at the end of the day, really important also that we all come behind this, that we are all committed to this, that we understand why we're going through the process, we believe in it, and we support it. I can support my president and my country by taking the next 3 weeks and doing this time well and coming out stronger than before. Hopefully I'll come out of it, obviously, COVID-free. But secondly, maybe I can learn a new skill to add into the economy. I can come out with a new business idea to add to the economy. Take this opportunity and use it wisely, because that could be phenomenal for the country if we all take this time and do it well.
So before we let you go, Catherine, what's one recipe secret that you'd like to maybe share with us that will serve us well during this 3 week lockdown? What's one thing that you can offer our listeners, especially if we're looking for something sweet? If we've exhausted our meals for the day and it's come to late in the evening and I don't know, for me, it's totally the time when I want a biscuit and a cup of tea.
Yeah, so in terms of our number one kind of benefit that we see at the Harvest Table is actually bone broth. So that would be your savory option. So if you are eating chicken or doing something like that at home, take those bones that are left over, boil them down over several days, and that broth that you get out of that is a super immune-boosting, powerful broth, phenomenal for your immune system, full of minerals, full of important proteins. So I believe very strongly that bone broth is something really important that we all should be including in our diets. And then if you are looking for something sweet, just remember that obviously your refined sugars and things like that are not feeding your body well. So they're feeding all the bad things in your body, basically. So just look for natural alternatives. So if you are looking for something sweet, maybe look at recipes that you can use fruits in. We like to do fresh pressed juice at home as a nice sweet option. Look at recipes that you could maybe use like a raw honey in that's actually full of nutrients. So if you can curb your sugar cravings over this next 21 days, you'll be really well set going forward in doing that. So I really encourage you to look for healthier sweet alternatives, thinking of like using avocado with some chocolate powder and some honey to make a chocolate mousse instead of a sugary alternative. I think that could be really great for you if you could try and kick your sugar habit over the next 21 days.
Well, Catherine, thanks for the conversation there. I'll put your website up on my Twitter feed, at Nicholas Bauer on twitter.com. Good luck with the lockdown, and we'll speak to you on the other side of these 21 days.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Catherine Clark, owner and founder of The Harvest Table.